Today you're emeritus.
I'm emeritus, yes.
And they were here at this building we're in now.
That's correct.
But they have moved. Tell us
where they are. Finally, just like in the Petroleum Club building downtown, the company grew enough that we finally took all the spare space they had in this building, and we were overflowing. We had people working in hallways and everything else. This time I'm going to say they, because I was easing out of it pretty much. They looked for a building they could buy. I think Helmrich and Payne grabbed the last one they bought or rented or something, the Skelly building downtown, which would have been good for us. They couldn't find a building that worked for them downtown, so they decided to build a new one. That's when oil was $100 a barrel, though. They went out and built this beautiful building where you and I walked through the other day.
Tell us where that is.
That is out on Highway 75 right near Tulsa Hills. It's at 81st and Highway 75.
Gorgeous, gorgeous building.
It is a beautiful
and
building.
And how many
really
employees
is.
Do they employ out there?
You know, I don't really know. I wish I could answer that. But we've been as high as, I think, 3,000. We started with one, me. I was the only employee for a while. And then my wife for a very brief time, and then on and on and on.
Doesn't that make you feel good? You drive up to that, knowing your story, how you had to work at it. Nothing was handed to you. You didn't inherit anything, really. And to see that building as a result of your tenaciousness, your conservative approach, has got to make you feel good.
I did inherit a little bit. I inherited that farm that my dad lived on.
When I said that, and I thought about that.
And when my dad died, he had $225,000, which I inherited. I still got that, by the way. And my granddad also left me some minerals. He had a small part of this mineral company he had. He had about three of them. He owned a half of one. He owned like a fifth of another. And then some stuff with another partner. After his death, I went around as I had the money and slowly bought out all the heirs of those partners he had, some back in Pennsylvania. So I acquired some minerals over the years. Don Bodard and I and some other people bought the minerals out of the estate of the former banker that loaned us the original money. And over the years, we collected minerals, and I pretty much live off the oil and gas income off of that these days.
You'll be 90 years old in a few weeks, and you have a very fine office here at 71st.
Still at the same place. Everybody in the company moved out to the new building except me.
What are you doing business-wise now at 90?
I'm still taking interest in drilling deals. We got about three going right now, and we're working deals on minerals and leasing things. Yes, I've got my son in here working with me now. Tried a little bit working my sons in the original company, but you know, I found out early on that nepotism really doesn't work in a growing company. You really don't want relatives in there because everybody thinks, well, they're getting a special deal and I'm not getting it or something. And it just works out better when nobody is related, I think.
Do you take an assessment of yourself, how remarkable it is that you're still doing deals here at nearly 90 years old?
I don't think that's unusual. I don't.
That's because you're in
the money. I got to work.
That's because you're in your own body. It is quite remarkable, you must admit.
Well,
not many businessmen at 90 years old and as clear thinking as you are.
Well, I don't run into a lot of them, but I know some are pretty clear thinking, and there are some others around still working
there
at 90.
There are some.
Yeah,
some people say they've had difficult or stressful experiences, and you've had that. But you learn lessons from them. Is that true that you learned from them?
I learn from everybody. If I go through a day that I don't learn something or make some money, I've had a wasted day. I try to learn something every day or make some money or both, preferably both. There's a lot of days I don't make any money, but I try to learn something. I've learned from you.
I know you
have. I learned quite a bit from you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Hey, yes, I have.